Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Defender, you are for that blessing. Thank you for that victory. Thank you for that breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus.
What man cannot do, you have done it for me. What I cannot do, you have done it for me. What people call impossible, you have made it all possible.
Raise your hands, say,
thank you.
Can you lift up your hands and express gratitude to him? I'd like you to speak to him right now. What are you thanking him for? Declare it.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu. From I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We give you all honor, all glory. We magnify your name. Jesus, thank you. Lord, if I had millions and trillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. We thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you for waking us up this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you always provide for us. Father, we thank you that you are Jehovah Nissi. You are the banner over us. And a banner over us is love. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Father, we thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Lord, for sound mind and body. We thank you, Lord, for good health. Thank you, Lord. For our families, for our children. We thank you, Lord, for our spouses. We thank you, Lord, for our grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for nieces, for nephews, for siblings. We thank you, Lord, for those that are dear to us, oh God. Extended families, friends, oh God. We say thank you for divine helpers, oh God. Lord, we thank you for our leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for our pastors. We thank you, Lord, for our bishops, oh God. We thank you, thank you, thank you for leadership in the body of Christ. We say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the intercessors, the prayer warriors, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for the prayer team, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the worship team, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the Sunday school teachers, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord, for safety, for protection, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the battles that you fought, the ones we know of and the ones that we do not know of. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that when the enemy against us like a flood, the Spirit of God lifted up his standard against the enemy. We say thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. And we bless your glorious name. What a mighty God we serve. We bless you, oh God. We praise you. Father, most importantly, we thank you for salvation. Father God, we thank you that you love us and you sacrifice your only begotten Son so that we may have life. Oh God, that we may be set free, that we may get back into relationship with you. Thank you for the reconciliation. Thank you for the healing that is in the blood of Jesus, deliverance in the blood of Jesus, the justification in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for rejuvenation in the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you that the blood of Jesus washed away our sins. The blood of Jesus cleansed us, oh God. Father God, we thank you. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us, O God. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. We pray for mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy for our children, O God. Mercy for our spouses, O God. Mercy for each and every one of us, O God. Mercy for our grandchildren, O God. Mercy for every one of us. We pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood. We soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. We soak the blood, soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus. Father God, the blood of Jesus, our homes, our dwelling places, in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus, their dwelling places. In the blood of Jesus, our spouses, in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We took our siblings in the blood of Jesus and dwelling places. In the blood of Jesus, our nieces and our nephews, in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh, we took their service in the blood of Jesus. We took every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus, tissue, organ, system, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood. This morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh God, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Horia masande de de, uria kuya ne kuya masi, yekere masi teria koro masi, yeki amu kuya ne kuya si, yikuya ne kuya si teria kuria masa. Oh, yes, Lord. We put the armor on our children, the armor on our grandchildren, the armor of God and the armor of light on our spouses. We put the armor of God and armor of light on each and every one of us this morning that's under the sound of my voice. Oh, God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Lord, we ask you, oh God, to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us and doing your biddings in our lives. Lord, we thank you for the fresh oil in the name of Jesus, that fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, but a fresh oil, oh God. Pour upon us your fresh oil, your fresh anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, glorify yourself in our lives. Glorify yourself in our lives in the name of Jesus. Be thou glorified. Be thou glorified in this temple. Be thou glorified, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the winds of the Holy Spirit. Spirit, the fresh winds of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. For in your presence, there is fullness of joy. Father, I thank you for each and every one that is here this morning, oh God. Those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time, oh God. I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you for each and every one, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, we praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name, O God. Your name is awesome. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy of glory. Your name is worthy of honor. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning. To each and every one of you, those that's just joining, we say good morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's so good to be in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to look at the Psalm 23. Can you say it along with me very slowly? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So, Father, this morning as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind a cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So we're going to look at the last time we talked about Psalm 23, verse 2a, we talk about the green pastures. So now we're going to look at Psalm 23, 2b. Amen. In the name of Jesus. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me. So we're looking at the word, he leads me beside the still waters. When you look at the sheep, God always prepares us for the sheep. And he is the shepherd, good shepherd, the chief shepherd. Hallelujah. sheep, they're dumb animals. When I say they're dumb in a way, they're not as smart as the other animals are. They're gentle. They're very gentle animals. And that's why you have to, they need a shepherd to really be with them, leading and guiding them so that it cannot go astray. One of the things about a shepherd knows each and every one of his sheep. In I'm talking about in the natural, the shepherd names his sheep, and the sheep knows, can recognize the voice of the shepherd. Amen. In the name of Jesus, and the sheep will not follow the voice of a stranger, but follow the voice of the shepherd. Well, sometimes there are times in our lives, sometimes people mimic the shepherd and people follow a false shepherd. So because the chief shepherd sounds like the false shepherd sounds like the real shepherd. And so people get astray and start following this false shepherd. And then you will realize that this false shepherd is not the true shepherd. Hallelujah. But we're talking about the main shepherd. He leads me beside the still waters. First, he lets you lie down. You have that rest in him. Why? He leads me because the sheep does not go where the water is still steady. When we're studying in scriptures, we go back to studying. You can't just read scriptures like that. You got to stick time to study the scripture. In the ancient days, the occupation of a shepherd and a sheep, because you got to know what happened during those times. A lot of times people just read. You read slowly so you can begin to understand, so you can have not only a revelation, but a revelation with an understanding. Because even as you say, the Lord is my shepherd, if you don't know what a shepherd is, you're not really getting the revelation of what a shepherd is. You see, so when you start saying the Lord is my shepherd, that's what we say over there. You got to know who is a shepherd. What does a shepherd do? What does that mean by the Lord is my shepherd? So you even got to take your dictionary and you understand what is a shepherd, and you begin to do a word study. Amen. Do a word study of what a shepherd is. For you to get an under revelation and understanding, you can't just read the Bible. A lot of times we read, which is good to read, but we got to have revelation. We got to have understanding. God just don't put words together. God is a purpose for God. He's omnipotent. He's all-knowing. When God put words together, when he brings something, it's meaningful. It's not foolishness. The devil will bring you foolishness, but the word of God is life. The word of God gives us life. It gives us hope. It gives us encouragement. The word of God brings answers. The word of God is God himself, the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. Hallelujah. The word of God. So if you read the Bible and you do not have this understanding, and you don't have the revelation and the understanding that you the Holy Spirit is not moving upon the word, so let the word, the locus word, the word, the word become a rhema word. That means the word of God, but the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You remember in the Bible says in Genesis, Hallelujah. You read Genesis, and the Holy Spirit had to move upon the face of the deep. We need the Spirit of God. We need the breath of God. And hallelujah, without the Holy Spirit moving upon every word, then you will not receive a revelation with understanding. That's why sometimes I do it a lot. You read Ephesians 1:17 to the end of the scripture, because you ask the God, Lord, I need to see, I need to have an understanding of this word. What does it mean? Well, apostle, I don't have time to read Ephesians 1:17. That's fine. You can talk to God. God, I'm reading this. What are you speaking to me? What are you saying to me? Sometimes most stuff, in fact, 100% that God is speaking to us through his word. Hallelujah. There's something for you. There's a question, there's an answer to your questions right in the word of God. We miss it because we want the what's the microwave? We in this microwave state. We want it instantly. But he leads you. The sheep will lead. The shepherd leads beside the still water, because if you go beside the water that is just moving, and it, guess what? The sheep, when it's trying to drink that water, I can go on. That's a sermon by itself. When it tries to move that, go upon a running water, and the running water just moving, they get drowned in that water. Every sheep in the natural, you got to take them beside that. The water has to be still. When I say still, it's a calm, very calm, still current. You can't move there in the water, you know, like the rushing of the river. No, they were drowned. They were drowned. Many times, we got the false shepherd, under shepherd, taking the sheep to the running water, not to the still water, running water. Water, too, represents the Holy Ghost. Water represents the word of God also. Running water. You see, if you want to know how naturally, let me say something funny. If you really want to know if somebody is a liar, when they talk so fast, and they just explain it. Check it out. And that's a running water, lying like I don't know what. And they just, when you see when people want to lie, they know how to run the words fast. The word of God. Hallelujah. You gotta drink that word. You got to eat the word of God. It's water from before you that will nourish your spirit, nourish your soul. Hallelujah. When the water is running and false prophets, they're running water. Lying that teeth of running water, because the last speaking the word, the true word of God, and they have brought God's sheep who decided to follow them for whatever reason, because they prophesied. And there's nothing wrong with prophesying, because I, God, gave them the gift of prophecy. But you can't prophesy lie to manipulate. Satan comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. So these false prophets, who is the father? The father is Satan. Their other shepherd is Satan. They bring, they say all these false things and do, and the sheep follow them with a running water, and guess what? End of that is what? The wages of sin, what? Is death. It's death. Because that running water will kill and destroy the sheep. So the Lord leads us beside still water. And when you go there, there's a peace, pastor. Oh, understanding. And if you find yourself in a storm, all you have to do is call on his name, Jesus. He said, he will say, peace, be still. He leads me beside, let me read it from the different versions so you can understand. He leads me beside the still waters. He leads me beside the still and quiet waters. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. Hallelujah. He leads me to streams of peaceful waters. Hallelujah. He leads me by calm pools of waters. Hallelujah. He leads me to quiet pools of fresh water. I'm just reading from the different version. He leads me to calm water. He guides me beside quiet waters. Hallelujah. Then you have this, the other version, the TLB says, he gives me strips. Okay, he leads me beside quiet streams. The Message Bible said, God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. You find me quiet. Then you see the WYC say, in the place of pasture, there he has set me. He nourished me on the water of refreshing. He has set me in a place of pasture. He nourished me by the waters of refreshing. Hallelujah. When he leads you beside the quiet waters, the Bible didn't say, one water, quiet waters. And that water, the word of God, that water nourishes your soul. That water is calm. That water is tasteful. That water, hallelujah, produces fruit in your life. That water is eternal. You remember Jesus in John 4. The woman at the well, she says, give me that water. That water is Jesus Christ. When you have the water, hallelujah, you will never be thirsty. You just do need it once to last for. Every day you need the water. You cannot survive without this water. That water, that means when he leads you, blessings, he takes you to the place, the watery places. That means God will carry you to a place that you will receive favor, blessings, and overflow. But he takes you to this place, blessing everywhere you go, blessing. Those are watery places. Everything you touch is blessed. Watery places. So we can go in and in the depths, but you want to follow the shepherd because just after you, he make you rest, you wear to that watering place to nourish you, to strengthen you. Hallelujah. That water will heal you. That water will set you free. Hallelujah. Father, like the woman at the well, give me that water, oh God. I'm thirsty for that water. Every day I need the water. Every day I thirst for you, oh God. Every day, like a deer panteth after the water brooks, my soul panteth after you, oh God. Your water heals the sickness and disease. Your water is your word, oh God. Your water has your spirit. Your water strengthens me. Your water provides for me. Your water refreshes me. Oh God, I thank you, oh God, that the water is supernatural. It's your word. Oh, hallelujah. You said in John 4:13, whoever drinketh of this water, oh God, you told the woman at the well, if you drink of the natural water, in verse 13, that you will thirst again. But in John 14, you said, for whosoever drinketh of that water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. That's the water I need. That's the water I want. That's the water we need. We surrender, oh God. And Father God, sometimes we have drank contaminated water. And Father God, we ask for mercy and we ask you to flush our systems from the contaminated water that we have feasted on. Let this day be a new beginning. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for all those that are here. Refresh them with your word, with your water. Bless their families and their children. Those with special prayer requests, honor their requests, oh God, according to your will, plan, and purpose for their lives. I speak peace into our lives in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Hallelujah. Continue to drink that water. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.